This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The 2024 Philadelphia Fringe Festival officially begins today. Over the course of a month, as advertised in this year's Fringe catalog, there will be 300-plus audacious, adventurous, and astonishingly independent-produced shows. There's dance, circus, comedy and improv, spoken word, film, music, theater, and day-capping nightlife. And right here, right now, are you ready for it? WHYY has the honor of announcing the new Fringe Arts CEO and producing director, Nell Bang Jensen. And you may know her as the artistic director of Theater Horizon in Norristown. Nell joins us this morning. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I'm excited to be here. And as we say in my circles, happy Fringe.
Oh, yes, happy Fringe. Is this your first day on the job? Do they make you go right into things?
Well, in some ways, yes. I'm also directing a show for the Fringe Festival that I was committed to before being given this job. So it feels like a very full circle for me. I stuck around in Philly to make a Fringe show after I graduated college. And now, many, many, many years later, it feels great to be doing one again and to have this new role.
And you really know the Philadelphia theatrical community. You're directing, you help develop what you're talking about, the Lightning Rod special production of Nose Job in this year's Fringe season. How important is it to be on the inside of the Philly scene to lead the Fringe?
Well, I love that Fringe Arts has always been what I think of as the beating heart of the ecosystem that is Philadelphia artists. We have incredible creative artists here who go on to win accolades in New York, around the country, internationally. And so I think it's really important to get to know their grit, their ingenuity, their creativity, and to see how their careers have been built and based in Philadelphia.
And you're taking over for Nick Stuccio, who founded Philly Fringe, around 3 decades ago. Nick has done so much for the independent arts community, and you have as well. What do you hope to bring to the Fringe that has your mark on it?
I hope to open up Fringe Arts to Philadelphians who don't even know that we exist already, for them to recognize the amazing talent that is in their city, and for Fringe Arts to become a space of belonging for them as well. I also hope to celebrate the talent here and to invest in building some community and education-focused programs so that we're always also thinking about bringing in a new generation.
And it can be tough, you know, flagging audiences, we're here, you know, old and new, driving ticket sales, that can be rough in the world of live performance. And many say things just haven't been the same since COVID, and so many other forms of entertainment are vying for our attention. What's going to be key to doing this Nell Bang Jensen style?
I'm going in eyes wide open. It's a rough time for arts and culture institutions. If you're hearing this, I ask you visit one this weekend to support them. Audiences and funders really have shifted away from developing new work in frightening ways, from the closure of UArts to Under the Radar Festival, the Humana Festival, Space at Ryder Farm. That's a depressing state today, and it's also an amazing opportunity to say, okay, how do we make this sustainable? How do we get people excited around this work so that we're not just producing and reproducing the same stories again and again and again? I really would love for Fringe Arts to become a public space where people come in to get a drink, as they do now, to see a show, but also to engage with each other. Because we have so few opportunities to do that today.
And you were so clever at Theater Horizon in Norristown during COVID, creating some amazing theater. You've been a real driving force to allow people in the community to perform, even being on their own front lawns, creating performances for the public when we really couldn't interact. I mean, it sounds like you were not about to let a pandemic get in the way of live performance.
No, I think people fall in love with the arts because of participating in them. I see that, you know, with my three-year-old wanting to be a ballet dancer all the time. But if you grow up and that doesn't become part of your cultural context, or you don't feel welcome in those arts and culture institutions, you begin to feel like they're not for you. And so I'm really curious about leading initiatives in which people get to feel like they are part of the art making and participate in it, not only as spectators, but as performers or decision makers themselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned the recent closure of University of the Arts in Philadelphia really left students scrambling to try to find ways to finish their programs, to finish their degrees. And you were a senior lecturer at UArts. Do you see a way to help fill the hole left by the closure?
I think the number one thing we can do for UArts students is to hire them. Many of them are in terrible financial states after the closure of that institution. And I think we need to think about, so what's the future pipeline for the Philly arts community? Without that, I worry that Philly won't be such an arts destination. And so I think we need to think about, are there education programs at theaters, at music schools, at the orchestra that could help still provide that training and then hire them so that they stick around?
Nell Bang Jensen is CEO and producing director of Fringe Arts. The Philadelphia Fringe Festival is going on now through the end of the month. Go to phillyfringe.org to explore listings and for tickets to events. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. What a pleasure.